This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Indu Chukwu. The Lok Sabha today resumes special discussion on the glorious journey of 75 years of the Constitution of India. Speaking during the discussion, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju lauded the contribution of Dr. Bhim Rao Ambedkar in framing the Constitution. He said Prime Minister Narendra Modi is working with the mantra of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas and Sabka Prayas in tune with the constitutional spirit. He said that the country ensured equal rights for everyone right after independence. He emphasized that there is no discrimination against minorities in the country and minorities in India are getting legal protection. In a tragic incident, an overhead water tank collapsed at a private school in Nahalagan today, claiming the lives of 3 students and leaving 2 others seriously injured. The tragic event occurred during school hours. Police have apprehended 6 individuals, including the school building owner, the principal and 4 wardens. Nahalagan SP Mihin Gambo appealed to the public to remain calm and maintain peace as authorities conduct a thorough and impartial investigation to ensure justice for the victims and their families. Timely detection of viral agents and fight against the outbreak of epidemic apparently got a booster with the setting up of a Viral Research and Diagnostic Laboratory, VRDL, at the Department of Microbiology in Tomoriwa Institute of Health and Medical Sciences, Nahalagan. Inaugurating the facility, RGU Vice Chancellor Professor S.K. Nayak expressed satisfaction in setting up of the VRDL by TRIMS and acknowledged the role it will play in future in timely detection and in containment of any epidemic. TRIMS Director Dr. Moji Jini commented the tireless effort of Dr. Mika Umpo, HOD Microbiology, in establishing this prestigious laboratory. Deputy Chief Minister Chona Men on Friday flagged off the off-roading spectacle JK Tire Orange 4x4 Fury from the Golden Pagoda in Namsai, marking the commencement of the 9th edition of the Orange Festival of Adventure and Music, a unique celebration of adventure sports, music and the rich cultural heritage of Arunachal Pradesh. In his speech, Men said that the Orange Festival has grown in popularity over the years. We aim to elevate this incredible festival to an international level next year, showcasing not just the spirit of competition, but also the rich craft, cuisine, culture and nature beauty of Arunachal Pradesh, he said. Environment and Forest Geology and DOTCL Minister Wangki Lowang has stressed on interdepartmental collaboration for effective execution of projects while urging all government officers to work hard with dedication in the interest of public service. Chairing a district-level coordination cum development meeting at Khonsa on Friday, the minister emphasized prioritizing health, education, sustainable livelihoods, and urban development sectors while addressing unemployment and empowering youth through policy initiatives. The meeting was attended by lawmakers Wang Lin Lowangdong, Wang Lam Sawin and Chakat Abo, Tirap Deputy Commissioner Techu Aran and SP Singh Jatla Singpo, among others. A group of 18 Mithun farmers from Jiro were taken on an exposure tour to the National Research Center on Mithun in Medijepa, Nagaland, on Friday by the Lower Subansiri District Animal Husbandry and Veterinary Department. The group was taken around the NRCM farm where they were introduced to the semi-intensive system of Mithun management. An interactive session was also held with the farmers where the NRCM director, Dr. Girish Patil, along with other scientists, discussed critical issues faced by Mithun farmers, stressing the importance of vaccination against foot and mouth disease, need for maintaining high-quality breeding bulls and other relevant aspects of Mithun farming. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.